Oh, and yeah. I thought that was absolutely. So cool.
Like, I mean, like, honestly, I've kind of figured that out, too, from our shows. People aren't going to always be energetic and sitting there just trying to, like, throw down.
But, like, they're still there.
But it's cool seeing people, like, really watch.
Yeah.
Like, I look out from what I can see without, like, the lights and shit on, yeah. like, my eyes. I see people, like, sitting there and staring, and they're like, fuck. Like, okay, cool.
Like, it's a good-ass performance. Yeah.
So, like, it's always cool, like, seeing that. And then they're always actually, like, the ones that come up after our show and be like, dude, you guys put on a great show and whatnot. So it's always cool hearing that, seeing that.
What does like, getting ready for a show look like in prep? Obviously, a lot of practicing, right, before, but.
Yeah, I usually, so.
Walk me through it.
My thing is basically just doing some stretches.
Yeah.
Put my guitar on, sit there and screw around on, like, the neck, whatnot. Just sort of warm up, like, my hands and whatnot. I chug down 2 Sprites.
For
every show. I don't know why.
You chugged the Sprite?
I chugged the Sprites.
Oh, my God.
It's a weird fucking thing.
Do you eat your string cheese? Like, do you peel it or do you just take bites out of it?
I peel that.
Okay. Thank God. I was like, I was getting ready to leave, bro. I was just going to close my laptop and say, I'll see you later, Danny.
No, yeah. Trip, he gives me shit all the time. He's like, 2 fucking Sprites? Really?
Yeah.
Every time. But
well, he's a sensible guy. He's not going to try to do that.
Well, yeah.
2 Sprites?
Yeah.
I can't even chug one.
I mean, I don't chug them like back to back.
Okay.
But I mean,
huge
I'll have,
belch, I'm sure. Just
yep.
Yeah.
And then I have to have my Sprites before every show. I don't
know.
So that's
like
why.
A routine. It's like a ritual.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then I always have
maybe it's
2
like
Sprites on stage as well.
Maybe it. Okay. So we're at 4 Sprites now.
Fucking 4 Sprites.
Damn.
I don't know why.
That's a lot.
I love Sprite.
It's a pretty good beverage. McDonald's Sprite? Oh, that thing will knock
like
you in the
drinking
next.
Fucking razor blades. But
it's so crispy.
In like the best way possible.
And shit'll give you that shit'll wake up a dead person. To like, oh, he's coding. Just give him some Sprite
yeah,
McDonald's.
Yeah.
Holy shit. So, okay, you stretched, you had your beverages, and then you're about to go on, or how does that work?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really like do much. I mean, all like the guys kind of just have like their own thing. They kind of do like their own thing and whatnot.
Yeah.
But
like as soon as you guys all hit the stage, like it's game on.
It's
like,
game on.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. What is it like? I mean, I have to ask because I've never been on a stage like that. I was in one band. We had one band practice and then we broke up. So
oh, yeah.
It was a short-lived musical career for me. So
okay.
I like to live like vicariously through people. So when I have you sitting here. What is it like when you're on stage? Because I've been taking pictures of you guys. Totally
yes.
different.
Yeah.
Like, time stands still for me. Everything's over in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
That's how it felt. But, like, what is it like playing through a song? And, like, how do you feel when you're on
That's
stage?
That's my comfort zone, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm kind of shy and whatnot. I mean, I'm definitely a fucking goofball. I'm an idiot at times. But
aren't we all?
For the most part, I'm pretty quiet to myself. Kind of shy.
Is that why you tattooed like 90% of your body? Just so people can
Yeah, for the most part.
You're like, I don't have to deal with any of these people yeah, now.
Exactly.
They just
I
look
get
at you.
Dirty looks,
yeah.
People ignore me.
They look
like
disgusted.
Tight.
You're like, oh, thank God.
Yes, I've done this.
That's amazing.
I've done the right thing.
Now we know you're con.
No, like just being on stage, like I love being on stage. That's
yeah.
definitely home to me. Especially when I'm having like a great day.
Yeah.
And I go out there and I'm just,
and you're on.
Fucking so excited. I mean, every time that I step on that stage, like I'm so excited.
Yeah. What is it like play like you're playing for 5 or 500? Like it doesn't matter. It's the same
I'll
energy.
Be playing for. Yeah.
Yeah.
We fucking if there's fucking 5 people in the crowd, I'm putting on a performance like I'm playing in arena.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to put on that same energy for any show, for every show. It's just like the adrenaline that I get from like just like being up there,
yeah,
putting out the stuff that I love to play, and basically that has taken a lot to actually put out.
Sure.
It's definitely cool to see people's reactions and whatnot to that. So it's definitely a great feeling being on there and seeing everyone stare up and just have like their fucking fun too. Like it's
is
cool.
It is it weird to like watch people kind of like mouth your lyrics back to you that the band writes and comes up with? Like,
I absolutely love that. Honestly, that's always been just like a dream of mine.
Yeah,
it's like a weird dream because
it's not weird.
I'm not like a vocalist, but
You're still as much a part of the process, though. Yeah, exactly. You know?
But, I mean, seeing people actually scream, like, the vocals back, yeah. even though, honestly, half the time, I don't even know what the fuck Tripp is saying. It's definitely cool seeing those people scream it back at us. It's, like, it definitely shows that everything that we have been actually working for is paying off.
You guys,
it's awesome.
You guys got to get like a ASL translator too on like one of the bigger shows.
Dude, I've been seeing like the Lamb of God one. Yeah. And that chick's fucking rad.
Yeah.
Like,
shout out all the ASL people, honestly, yeah. making enjoyable stuff. Yeah. That's so cool. So on stage is home. That's awesome, dude. That's super cool to hear that. Like,
yeah,
just
I'll
how it is.
Never not enjoy being on stage.
Hell yeah.
I love being on stage.
Dude, that's
if I
great.
Could do it. I mean, I'm honestly actually waiting for when we do hit the road eventually.
Yeah.
To be up there every night.
That's super exciting. Yeah. What does it look like post show? Like, you guys just did, you know, the last song in the set. Your adrenaline must be through the fucking roof. Like,
yeah.
maybe another Sprite when you get off. Maybe not.
You know what?
Just depends.
We're going to go with a beer on that one.
Okay. Yeah. Celebratory beer.
Yeah.
I like it.
I try not to drink before I go on. That way I'm pretty level headed.
Sure.
I mean, honestly, I've played shows fucking hammered before and don't really know how that went.
Could have been sloppy.
Never asked anyone. Never.
Did anybody say anything?
Anyone. They were just like, great set. Great set. I'm
like, hell
like, oh,
yeah,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm blacked out for three
yeah,
songs.
I'm like, I almost fell over headbanging.
I think you almost fell over when I went to see you guys once, too, and I was taking pictures and I was like, oh, shit, he almost ate shit. I can't remember
I'm
where
sure.
that was.
I'm
but
sure.
Yeah, and that was
there's
funny.
Been a few times. Sometimes, honestly, I just fucking lose my balance.
Yeah.
And
it. Hey, listen, anybody that's talking shit out there right now, go pick up an instrument or yeah, something comparable with weight. Go jump around and start spinning.
Yeah.
See how you feel.
Especially when you're out of shape like I am. I'm fucking dying after the second song. Well, even the first song, I'm already almost there. The second song is right where I'm fully there, and I'm like, holy shit, we need a break.
You're just like, well, this is it. Yep. Died doing what he loved.
Basically, yeah.
That's funny. So okay, yeah, post show then that's pretty much that. What would you say that like you're most proud of, like at least for accomplishment wise, just with this band exclusively, Last of Our Kind. What was like a big monumental point in your guys' kind of I guess career you can call it.
Yeah,
it is what that is.
I mean, honestly, I'd have to say putting out our first full-length album.
Yeah.
Like
front to back, full-length.
Front to back, yeah. 10 tracks.
Cover art. It's awesome, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
It was really cool.
That's actually shout-out to Thomas Anderson. He's a horror photographer actually out here in Marietta.
Whoa, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, super cool.
Yeah, I would definitely have to say the album. I mean, honestly, I never thought I'd see my band, or I guess any band that I'm in, have an actual like album out for people to stream.
Not just out, but like out on major platforms.
Yeah.
Like, that's big.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, like, just to type in like our band name, of course, there's a few other Last of Our Kinds.
You might get the mariachi Last
yeah,
of Our Kind.
Yeah. Or song names. There's a couple yeah. songs too. So I mean, but I mean, seeing like all like the album work and whatnot, I mean, it's cool for sure just seeing like an actual album out for us.
I can't remember. Did you guys offer any of that on actual vinyls, or was that like a plan maybe for the future?
So,
because if so, I definitely would like to purchase one.
Yeah, we're actually kind of working towards doing the vinyls.
Amazing.
We're going to hopefully, honestly, we haven't even talked about it.
Yeah.
Or even said it out loud to anyone, really.
Oh, so this is a confirmed leak.
Not really confirmed, but we're
You're not denying it, though.
We're pushing for it.
Okay.
This is actually what I want to do for like the band.
Yeah.
We want to do, after like the 1 year anniversary of our first album, do a limited run of all like the vinyls.
Dude, just take pre-orders. I'll yeah. give you my money and then you'll be there you go. Zero.
I think we're thinking about only doing
limited.
Like maybe 50.
Yeah, well, 49 after mine's gone. So
yep, 49.
Sorry,
after yours
people.
Is gone.
Yeah.
But I mean, just to have like
something tactile, like you can touch, feel, play. Yeah. It's crazy. Like vinyl's in like insane.
And that's what's coming out again. That and like tapes.
Yep. So. Also, in your next show, see me with my film camera. I'm shooting film again because it's coming back.
Cool, cool. Yeah. Sweet.
Nice, dude. Well, that's exciting. How do you guys, I never knew, like, booking a gig. How is that possible? What does that look
we
like?
We don't have a booking agent or anything. So, I mean, I kind of just reach out to people and just basically try to, like, advertise as best as I can for us.
Yeah. Do you ever feel corny doing it sometimes? Like, it's marketing. You have to market yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what? And that's the biggest thing in today's like generation.
It's so it's so gross.
Social media. Like, yep. I fucking hate social media, honestly.
I hate it too.
But I mean,
but it's necessary.
Exactly.
It sucks.
For tattooing,
dude,
for music. Like,
for anything if you want to make it big.
That's what gets my fucking like business.
How many times have you heard, oh, it's not about being the best, you know, whatever you are. Yeah. It's about who you know. I just want to be like, that's just, hearing
well,
that sucks,
you
dude.
Know what? And see, that's the thing is, again, I mean, I know a lot of people as well.
Yeah.
In, like, the industry. I never, I mean, honestly asked for, like, any help from anyone.
No handouts.
Yeah. I mean, I like to bust my ass and get us there on our own.
Yeah.
I'd rather do it that way than just basically be handed a gig and then down the road feel like shit because I'm like, oh, we should have actually worked for that.
Yeah.
I'm not about that, so I'm trying to at least do the thing the correct way and basically put it out there and actually go do all like the work for it.
But like it feels so much more gratifying like when you make even like a minuscule amount of progress, like any step forward, dude, like for me at least, feel it like feels so good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I mean, talking about your guys' full length album, like that's a huge, you know, crazy accomplishment. What does the writing process look like for you? Like, it must have been just absolute madness.
Yeah.
Like, what is like a typical?
It was a lot. I mean, I sit down here again, in my apartment, and basically try to write as much as we can.
So a lot of the writing is just done here in your apartment.
Here and then also with Aaron Shaparian.
Okay.
He is a producer from Jersey.
Nice.
Honestly, the best dude we have ever fucking worked with. I mean, we haven't worked with a lot of people, but I mean, like, he understands.
He just gets it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets it. He puts us in, like, the right direction. If there's anything that we're trying to do, like, different, he figures it out along, like, the road.
I have so much respect for like people that can take all those ingredients and like make a dish with it.
No, because
I can play guitar and I can play piano and I can do a bunch of stuff. I can't make a song. No way. Forget it.
I mean, even like our like the EP that we have out too from Jordan Lockery. I mean,
shout out Jordan.
Yeah, he also pushed me into all like the writing as well.
Yeah,
I mean. The whole, like, deathcore, I mean, I guess whatever you guys do want to call us.
whatever genre, yeah. Whatever made-up genre you want to call us.
He helped us, too. Like, he basically molded us into what we were trying to do and put us on a path as well. So that was super cool, actually getting to work with him. I've known him for a few years as well.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, him and Aaron, like, they're, like, honestly, like, actually, like, great to work with. I mean, there's... zero complaints.
After a while of like playing, does it all just start to kind of like sound like the same stuff? Like, do you ever have to take breaks, or you're like, this is too much?
Yeah, I definitely do.
Yeah.
Sometimes I actually get like the writer's block where, dude, I will sit down for an hour or two and not be able to do anything.
Yeah, like you just can't.
I'm like, I feel like I already did something like this, or like I can't.
What do you do to get over that? Because I know it's different for everybody, but do you like maybe listen to new things? Or
I do, actually. Yeah. I listen to like other styles of music.
That's not weird. I know you're laughing,
but I
mean,
yeah. I mean, honestly, I'll play like some oldies from like 80s.
That's not weird at all, dude. Yeah. I mean, even like a lot of hip hop artists, they'll go back, they'll listen to, you know, classical, they'll listen to just the theory behind it, and then they'll pick and pull little ideas and then run with it.
Yep.
That's crazy, though. Like, you're just taking, like, something that's totally not related and then, like, making the connection.
Yeah.
And, like, making it related.
And I basically try not to listen to, like, the same genre as I'm actually writing.
Sure.
I mean, I'll kind of listen to other stuff, kind of pick some, like, inspiration out from other older bands. I mean, of course, Van Halen, and again, like, Dimebag Darrell and Randy Rhoads.
Yeah.
I mean, all those guys, like, all different styles of, like, their playing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I pick apart, and I mean, I like to expand a lot on what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, definitely. That's awesome, man. Well, I appreciate you sharing that with me, because I know that not a lot of people, you know, either would ask maybe about what that looked like for your writer's process, or you wouldn't share it just because it's not something that you're going out on the rooftops with a megaphone professing.
Dude, I mean, I'm not anyone special or anything. So, I mean, like, I know how it is. And I mean, I've talked to some musicians where I've kind of asked them, like, the same exact thing, and they've been dicks about it. The thing is, I mean, like, I get it, honestly, like, that's something that you put a lot of, like, effort into.
Yeah.
But
it's like the
little people like us, it's like, we're trying to do it too, and you were at that same exact spot, and I'm sure bugging the same fucking people that you thought were big to you.
There's, like, a fine line of, like, you're not paying for, you know, the tool, right, of how to do something.
Yeah.
You're paying for the knowledge of what it takes to operate the tool or to make the thing. So,
and again,
I get it, but
mean,
then how
I'm
did you
all
get the
about
knowledge?
Putting in all, like, the effort as well. So, I mean,
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I just,
I think that that's,
I like to give back.
I was about to say, I think that that's a super old school, like, way of thinking in any industry, and, like, just start, like, uplifting and building people that are in your circle or that are, you know, you're
especially
giving
people that are really trying to do this, or I mean, just, like, anything with, like, their careers.
Yeah. If they're people that are in your corner, there's a reason they're there, and there is a reason you're talking to them. So there's no point in being closed off about, like, the same thing that you love.
Yeah.
If you love it, share it with somebody else and then let the love spread.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. I feel that, man. It's the same way in, like, what I do. Like,
there's
no different with
the principles.
It's all
about giving back.
Dude, 100%. That's why, like, money, at least for me, in what I do, is not at all, like, a driving factor behind any of my intent.
Yeah.
Everyone says, like, well, you need to charge more. It's like, dude, like, for me, like, that's not where I'm, like, getting fulfilled. That's great. Like, if people take care of me, shout out to anybody that's ever booked me for anything and paid anything. But it's like, it's not why, like, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm doing it because I love to do it. And the money will come. The money is revolving. But
that will all be there.
It's always going to be there.
But, like, I mean, like, that's, like, definitely true. I mean, you have to get that clientele, too, that is definitely going to stick around.
Yeah. For me, like, I'm trying to build more than just, like, a turn and burn, like, one-time opportunity with somebody and just take their money and run and then never see that person again after I deliver the video or I deliver the photo. I mean, we've met, 2 years ago? Three?
Like 2 or 3 years ago.
And we've only shot a handful of times. And now I'm hanging out at your house doing a podcast because we're friends. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's different. So I totally get it. That makes sense. I have to ask, though, just because, I mean, like, for me personally, like, there's definitely regrets that I have just along the way. Do you have, like, any big oh shit moments in your time doing this, or, like, any regrets that you're just like, fuck, if only I knew X, Y, and Z, maybe I could have saved, like, a big, you know, big fuck up or a big mistake. Do you have, like, anything that you'd want to share like that? Or not really?
Not really. I would have to say, honestly, before Last of Our Kind.
Yeah.
I definitely wish that wouldn't have happened. And we would have actually
just the band thing, or?
Yeah, just everything previously to Last of Our Kind.
Mm.
So, I mean, I wish that everything that we were doing, I would have done what I'm doing now back then.
Same level of intensity and
exactly,
discipline.
Exactly.
Yeah. I guess that just comes with growing older, though. I mean,
kind of
life,
like,
experience.
I'm just, like, basically figuring everything out as, like, I go.
Yeah. I mean, I feel the same way, and, like, I know it sounds fucked up, but I told somebody, like, Honestly, like, I've learned the most by making mistakes once in a while.
Oh, no,
like,
absolutely.
I'd never doing that again kind of thing, you know?
And I mean, honestly, just putting out, we've had some old stuff that we put out, and it didn't really catch people's eyes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, it was like, I kind of figured that out, too, was like, all right, people don't want to hear this shit.
Next.
Now we're going to go even heavier.
Yeah.
And a little bit more groovier. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, that's basically.
I mean, coming from, like, an outside perspective, not an expert, you know, by any means. Not like a hardcore Keem, or I'm not certified, right? Yeah, yeah. I don't have the credentials like that man has.
Okay, okay.
But just listening, like, from my perspective to your guys' newer music, and I say newer, but it's been out for, you know, a little while now, but it was nice because I felt like it was new to my ears, but it was familiar to my body. Like, yes. I felt like I could just get into it like a second I listened to it. I thought I knew it. I thought I'd had a history with it somehow. Like it felt really good to listen to.
See, I mean, like every album too. I definitely want that. I want people to be like excited.
Like, ah, yes.
Like, Last
here we go. Yeah,
is coming out with something fucking brand new.
Definitely.
Like, we're hyped.
Yeah.
I mean, again, seeing all like the bigger bands, like all like the fan base, just sharing the shit out of like teasers and everything, and just being just stoked, pumped. Like, I want that. I want our fan base to be like, Last of Our Kind is fucking coming out with a new single. Like, I'm fucking stoked.
Like, let's go.
But I mean, again, we're trying to progress every album, every single, every song.
Yeah.
We're trying to step it up a notch.
I mean, it shows. Sure. Like, it from somebody that's seen you guys' evolution, I can tell you you're heading
from the very start.
Dude,
to what we are now,
from the very start at the barracks, actually, for me, like when you guys were filming that music video. Shout out Dana and Ori.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, those dudes.
For Pride's Prison.
Yeah, Pride's Prison music video. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, all I can really say is our new shit that we are going to be eventually doing.
Yeah.
I've already kind of started like the writing process.
Sick.
Actually working with Aaron already.
Okay.
I want fucking violence.
It's like those just the classic, like, front man trip's gonna be up there. I wanna see more hatred, I wanna see more violence, and then you're gonna get knocked out and descend to heaven.
Exactly.
Or hell.
Yeah.
Descend to hell.
Yeah. I mean, I want people beating the shit out of each other at our shows, just fucking having fun still.
Yeah.
You can dance to the music. You can fucking fight to the music.
You can
just play it anywhere and everywhere.
So you want a wide reach for your music, pretty much. Like, that's what everybody
basically
wants.
Basically, what my goal is for our band to play with anyone and everyone.
Nice. You don't want, like,
don't
a niche or
stuck in the same little category of people. And touring with the same fucking five or six other bands.
Doing the same thing.
I want to play with anyone.
Okay.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Like Dan Kenny and Mark Hallman, they always told me, we can play with fucking Bring Me the Horizon, and we can play with, like, Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah. It's just, like, there's a vibe for everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to do.
Levels to it.
Yeah. I want to play with everyone and anyone.
Dude, hell yeah. You guys are going to broaden your reach, and you're gonna get out there and do it.
I mean that's the point.
Yeah. For sure. Well, I mean, like, the only thing in closing I have to ask, like, all of the knowledge that you've kind of collected over the years, right, all of your life experiences with music, all of your band experiences in general, is there any, like, one piece of advice that you could maybe just give, like, any band that's just maybe looking to start out, like, is there anything that you can just suggest to them, like, in terms of, like, where you're able to offer some maybe guidance in direction or disciplines?
I mean, again, like I said earlier,
yeah,
fucking practice. You're gonna hear no 1,000 times, and you'll probably hear yes once.
Yeah.
Push fucking through that shit and just keep busting your ass. The band, just make sure everyone's having fun. Don't ever be discouraged from anyone from basically telling you your music sucks or whatever. I hear it.
Yeah.
I hear it still. But I mean, again, I'm up there fucking doing it, and they're not.
Yeah.
They're sitting down there wishing that they were up there, I'm sure. And
what is it like? There's no such thing as bad publicity?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Exactly. Talk shit, and my band's name is still in your mouth.
For sure.
And it's still being pushed out there. Yeah, I mean, that's honestly the only advice that I can give is just don't stop. Just keep going. And yeah, you're going to hear no, but eventually that one yes will definitely, hopefully, skyrocket for you.
For sure.
And take you out somewhere.
Dude, hell yeah. Thank you for sharing everything with me and for sitting down and taking the time.
Again, thank you for coming over here.
100%, dude.
I was just watching Stranger Things, and so...
Gnarly new season, right?
Oh my god.
If people want to, I know you just damned social media, but it is necessary.
Yeah.
If people wanted to kind of just stay up to date, follow the band, follow you personally, yeah. Is there any social
my
media?
Instagram is Danny X Maldonado, and our band's Instagram is Last of Our Kind Band.
Awesome.
Or Danny Horror Tattoo. You can also come get tattooed by me, and we can sit down and actually talk music as well.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm always down for that. Always down for that.
Thank you so much, bro. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, brother. Thank you.
Yeah. Until next time.
Peace.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode of Unexpected Perception. I'm not sure if anybody even listens to the outro anymore, but I'm still recording it anyway. If you guys found this interesting, be sure to hit the like button, subscribe to it, and if you think anybody is qualified to be on this podcast, have them send me an email. Let's get them on here. unexpectedperception@gmail.com. And be sure to stay tuned for the next episode.